Well, hello guys, and here's one horrible news item. This here is a 19-year-old femon. You may notice she has a small pin in her nose. But you know, when I see femons do the most disgusting things I think they could do, they always better themselves, don't they? This news item happened in Australia. I'll put a link down to this news item down below, you gotta read it, guys. So this femon went to visit her grandfather with her friend, who has actually a nose ring. Of course, her grandfather was pleased to see her. Then they sat down and she went through some of the old photographs. But there was a rumor that he had $100,000 stashed away in a house somewhere. Of course, the visit was then over and he walked her to the door. She then got out a knife and stabbed him in the neck a couple of times and in the chest quite a few times. And all the old man could say was, "Why?" He staggered to the kitchen to get something to put on his wounds, while she did the dishes. He sat in the chair and died. She then, with her friend, rifled the house, but couldn't find the money. So they took $11,000 from his wallet and a couple of digital cameras. Then they left. When the news arrived at the family house that they found their grandfather dead, she burst into tears and hugged people, saying she missed her grandpa. And nobody suspected a thing. But fortunately, the police investigation did. Of course, the members of her family were completely shocked. Anyway, she pleaded guilty, along with her friend. She got 21 years before any chance of parole, and her friend got 13. And here's a picture of their grandfather, who was 81 years of age. What a horrible way to die. What must he have been thinking of while he was dying in that chair? She killed her own grandfather, all for the sake of money. Never trust a femon, guys. Not even ones in your own family. R.I.P., buddy.